on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
It is time to have a look at the midweek Victorian Form Preview. Today we are racing at Sportsbet Ballarat. We are on a heavy surface, which means the meeting has been really knocked around by a lot of scratchings. We're on a heavy eight. The rail is out 8 metres. Dean Lester is the man to find us all the winners, as he does each and every Wednesday. Morning to you, Dino.
Morning, Michael.
Just a little bit of breaking news before we focus on Ballarat. It might bring a little smile to your face, is because September Run has been scratched from the Goodwood on Saturday. When we spoke to Chris Waller yesterday, he said he was in a little bit of two minds about running September Run. I wonder whether the wide barrier has dictated the scratching, but there's one less for you to deal with now on Saturday.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think Chris sounded that optimistic about running when he spoke with you yesterday. The weight scale and the set weights and penalties, and then the draw has probably been a bit much for her. But it's one less, but it's still quite a challenge, quite a race.
What do you do, and I know you'll talk a lot more about this on RSN in the build-up to Saturday, but from that wide gate, he's a very fast horse. Is it just ride him for his speed from gate 20 and come across?
Yeah, you've got nearly 600 metres till you start turning there, so you pick a point on the track. Blake McDougall's got a lot of faith in him, and you pick a point at the first turn where you want to be, and you just angle gradually to that spot. That's that's what we did at Sale. I'm interested that Savva to Excel and the other Price Kent Junior runner Lombardo are considered speed runners. Really burnt them completely off at Sales. So I think it's going to be a big challenge. But I'm not worried about the barrier draw at all. I'm more worried about the fact that he's a 98 rater and he's got 57 kilos in the set weights and penalties. So he's not that well treated. But progressive horses can often defy weights.
Well, we need to build a bank so we can just shovel it on in the boat on Saturday. What do you make of today's meeting, which has been really knocked around by scratchings?
Yeah, that's a surprise to me. Monday it was a 6 and there was rain predicted. It's Ballarat, it's near winter, and yet everyone's sort of scratching. I don't know why they accepted it, if they thought that in the first place. But I think later in the day there's a couple of good betting races. So, that's where I'll be concentrating on.
All right, that gives us a bit of confidence. I wonder if we can get some confidence from Frank Salanitri, who joins us this morning. Frank and John have got a few runners heading to Ballarat today. How are you, Frank?
Morning, Michael.
You kick off the day with Midnight Glow, who's a roughie in the first. We've only seen Midnight Glow on one occasion beat one runner home at Ballarat. What are your thoughts by Sebring on this wet track today?
It's a heavy one. The unknown, but probably put a line through his first up run. He's never really got a chance to get into the race back, and he made steady ground late. But he's a horse that wants ground, not ideal. We scratched the other day at from Bendigo because he drew the wide gate. It would have been ideal if we'd been able to get an inside draw with him to be able to posse up and give him a chance. But he's a horse that's going to get out to a bit further. And from the city date, I'll just have to leave it up to Jared Fry to assess whether we try and slot in somewhere midfield if we're able to, because the rail's out 8 metres. I don't know whether they're going to be making a lot of ground. Certainly got some ability there. He certainly showed a hell of a lot more at home than his first up run.
In race number 3, you've got Tilden. This is the So You Think filly. Hasn't run a place in 5 starts, but she gets a good chance today. There's only 4 runners.
Yeah, it's really, really falling away, but still it's pretty stiff. Diamond. She's going to appreciate the mile. Certainly been looking for ground, and all last preparation was sort of grounding for her. She's just, the penny hadn't really dropped with her, and the horse has certainly shown ability at home, but she, I'd like to see her sort of do something today. The heavy track, I reckon she'll probably handle it. Very tactical, and it's only 4 field of 4, so we'll just obviously give her every chance to sort of finish off late.
Your best chance of the day comes up in race number 5. It's In Her Stride. Currently the second favourite at 3:30. A really nice winner last start at Mildura and has performed on rain-affected tracks.
Yeah, she should. Not that it's ideal. Obviously second up on a heavy 8, stepping up to 12. But I'm happy with her stepping up to the 1,200. And she's filly that's always shown us good ability. And this preparation hopefully will reap the rewards for the owners. But she... he's certainly going in there with a really good chance and good speed in the race. Sort of last 1,000 metres was probably short of what she wanted, and she still managed to get over the line because she was off the bridle for a long way and still, you know, built, had the tenacity to build late and get over the line and win. So, yeah, she's a horse that's certainly got a bit of promise, and she'll get over a bit further as well.
Best of luck today, Frank.
No worries. Good evening. Thanks, fellas.
Frank Salinitri joining us there. Hey, Dino, just on how you think the track will play today, it is out 8 metres on a heavy surface. What do you think the pattern will be?
Oh, I just probably want to see how it does play, Michael, with the rail at 8 metres on heavy ground. It's just finding the best ground. So I think we'll watch how the jockeys play it in the first few races. But often when they're out 8 metres, they go even a bit wider at Ballarat.
Got a very short price favourite in the first after a number of scratchings. We can take out 1, 2, 4, 12, 13 and 14, which leaves Dashing for Aaron Purcell, a $1.50 favourite. Jatobi, a first starter from the Wendy Kelly stable, is at $10 and then one out $10. So $1.50, next best in the market, $10. And Dashing was a really good run in what was a strong two-year-old race on debut at Warrnambool. Is this his race, Dino? The price says so. Is it about the right mark?
Oh, nowhere near the right price. He's the one to beat, but there's so many unknowns here, Michael. There's some nice horses, and maybe they'll be very strong at 1,200. Yes, he's got the race experience, and he'll handle a wet, and he deserves to be favourite. But two's on. I thought he'd be more like a $2.30, $2.40 chance. But maybe that's the lack of confidence in the other runners. There's one at odds I'd be considering here, and that's number 11, Verbosity, who I thought trialled really well at Burren Beat and was strong at the end of the 1,000-metre trial. So I think 1,200 on debut will suit. Andrew Bobbin's starting to roll out his two-year-olds, and I thought this horse could at least get into the money at a price. Seven... Monaco Award. Heard Danny O'Brien earlier say that he might be just having the one run and then getting ready maybe for Tilted Spring. He looks a nice enough horse and went very wide in a recent jump out at Werribee, and I thought it went really nicely. He's got ability. And 8-1 out, who I don't think he raced that tractably on debut, and hence they've gone from a set of blinkers to just the one-eyed blinker trying to straighten him out. But certainly Dashing the one to beat. The price, I couldn't get enticed into that at all. 3, 11, 7 and 8.
3, 11, 7 and 8. So better play $5 a place for Verbosity in your mind then, Dino.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's risk and reward, but he's a first starter that we haven't seen on race day, but he gives me the impression that he'd be running on strongly anyway.
All right, a little bit of an each way selection in the first Verbosity, $31 at $5, maybe a better play than the $1.50 favourite Dashing. Race number two is over 2,600 metres. We can scratch 1 and 3. Vada Boy for Simon Zara is the $1.95 favourite. Bantamweight is at $3.20. Star Stock, $3.60. And then there's only three other runners, and they're all at double figure odds. Who do you like in the second, Dean?
Like is a very subjective word, Michael. Vada Boy is probably the one to beat. He's just fallen into his right race. He's deep into a preparation. Now the blinkers go on. He's got to run 2,600. These just staying maidens are very well catered for in Victoria, probably too well, and hence we get such small and modest fields. He gets his chance to win. Bantamweight has been running quite well. Rob Hickman will have him nice and fit for the trip. Star Stock, likewise Simon Wild, good trainer of stayers, and had the three runs in with Linda Meach to ride, and Sarah's missed maybe next best, but a very modest race, and maybe Vada Boy gets his chance to break through. 6, 7, 5 and 8.
6, 7, 5 and 8 in the second. The small fields continue in race number three. Just four runners here. The scratchings are 1, 4, 5 and 6. Zoo Nile, $1.40 from the price. Kent Junior Stable. Electric Lady, $5. $7.50 Tilden. Punter at $9. Is this another pie race, is it, Dean?
Michael, if you're wanting to have a play in this race, I think Zoo Nile will probably win. Both runs have been this time in good and does look the likely winner. But I think Tilden's more likely to run second than Electric Lady. I'm surprised that the market's got them that way around. Tilden, first up, ran fifth at Kilmore, ran the fifth best last 600 of the meeting, fourth best last 400, and third best last 200. So it actually found the line pretty well. Goes to 1600 here. We just heard from Frank Salinitri, should be fit enough for it. So I'm thinking maybe the exact is a good play here, 8 from 7. If you're having an early quaddie, I'm going to put them both in just in case. But 8 from 7, Electric Lady, maybe the blinkers will help her, but she was pretty plain at the bull. And Punter makes up the 4. 8 from 7, then 3 and 2.
8 from 7 and 3 and 2. So a nice little exacta play there. 8 from 7, race number 3 at Ballarat today. Race number 4 is over 1,600 metres. Take out 1, 3 and 7, which leaves a field of 5. Parisian Dancer is the favourite from the Archie Alexander stable. First up, $1.60. It's tied again. 2 from 2 on the heavy. Prince of Rome, $4. Elvina at $7. And then we're out to Battle Cruiser and Fable, the next best. So the odds ons continue. Is this unders or around the right price?
This one's unders, I think, Michael. I'm tipping a little upset here. I'm tipping Prince of Rome. And I think in the small field, you know, the Waterhouse Bot stable will roll to the front. I think it'll use its fitness and give a good sight. I think he goes okay. And I think certainly Parisian Dancer has the best form. Last time in, if you're going on what she did last time in, yep, she's a $1.60 chance. She's had 2 recent jump outs. I thought the most recent at Terang was a little bit underwhelming, but she kicks off at 1600 and her race form suggests that she'll beat these. But I'm just going with the race fit Prince of Rome. 6 to beat 5. Again, they're the only 2 I'll be taking in the early quaddie. Elvina for 3rd has to run a strong 1,600 metres, which is a slight query, and I'll put Fireball in for 4th. But, a little upset there. 6 from 5. 6, 5, 4 and 8.
6 to beat 5, 4 and 8. Prince of Rome about $4 in race number 4. All right, it's a skinny start to the program at Ballarat. Let's hope we can find a little bit more value and some confidence Dean Lester has in the second half of the Ballarat card today. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with a quaddie at Sportsbet Ballarat.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the midweek edition of the Victorian Form Preview. We are looking at Sportsbet Ballarat. A heavy 8 is the track rating. The rail is out 8 metres, a number of scratchings, and we're up to the first leg of the quaddie. Race number 5, it jumps at 2:45 over 1,200 metres. Dean Lester finding us all the winners. And in the first leg of the quaddie, we can scratch 1, 4, 5 and 8. Our boy Brian for Jack Lang is the $3.40 favourite. In Her Stride, good push from Frank Salinitri at $3.40. Del Rosso is at $4.80. And then we're out to Angelasia at $5. Pretty much every runner's given a chance in this first leg, according to the market, Dean.
Yeah, that's a fair point, Michael. I'm a little bit opposed to our boy Brian, one of the favourites. I like In Her Stride, and I was buoyed by Frank's assessment of her. I thought her win first up was full of merit, and I think if she handles this ground, as he mentioned, there's good speed in this race. I think it will suit a run-on horse, and I think she fits the bill really nicely to beat 10 Andalusia. Was probably a lucky winner last start. That was... it was at Mornington, and on that occasion, the second horse should have won and won convincingly, and that was Madrian. But then Madrian came out and did exactly that at Cranbourne, so I don't think there's anything wrong with that form, and she can run well again. Number 6, and that is Del Rosso. Interesting, Dave O'Pray from Wodonga making the long haul down. He must think this is a very suitable race. She handled the wet ground pretty well recently at Bendigo and beaten by Rockcliffe, and that was against the older horses. Back to her own age group and dropping 5 kilos, I think, is significant. And I've put in number 3, Little Max Next Best, whose 3 recent jump outs have been okay, showed ability last time in. But I think 9's got a very good hope here. 9, 10, 6 and 3.
9, 10, 6 and 3 in the first leg of the quaddie. Race number 6 is a 64 over 1,200 metres. We can scratch number 1. Futuri is the favourite from Team Hawks at $2.40. Mia Capo, $3.80. Our Link, $5. Rebellious Bell at $6. And Irascible Miss is at $6.50. The other 3 are considered big chances in the market.
Yeah, like one at odds here, Michael, well, relatively in this field, and that's Rebellious Belle resuming. She's had two jump outs. She's going, I think, very well, hence the reason Brett Preble, who jumped her out, is riding her, and he does a lot of riding for Kennedy Racing, and Caroline Jennings, who's got a near 20% strike rate, so she does very well with her small team. She won on soft seven ground last preparation. As I said, I think her trials or jump outs have been good, and I think she's got a very good first up chance. Futuri's the danger. The market really liked him. As soon as the 9 o'clock paywall went up, he was $3 into 240. I think he's a run on sprinter. I think 1400, he's honest, but I like that win three starts back when he really ran through the line over 1200 metres at Pakenham. He handles soft ground. He's the logical danger, I think. Further out to six, and that is Our Link. Very good on soft ground, long as the fence is playing okay, because I think he'll use barrier one to advantage here and be right on the speed. And for Mia Capo, another one will be on speed. Did a good job to win at the Warrnambool Carnival. Suspect he was really, prepped up to win at the Carnival there, so mightn't improve as much second up, but has still got a chance. But yeah, I think Rebellious Bell's tried well enough to win this race. 8, 5, 6, and 4.
8, 5, 6, and 4, maybe a little bit of value in the quaddy there at $6. Race number 7 is due to jump at 5 to 4. It's a benchmark 70 over 1400 metres, and a number of scratchings here. Take out 1, 4, 5, 8, 9, 11, 13, 14, and 15. Pucker Punyal's the favourite at $2.40. Good push from Lindsay Smith this morning with the Brekkie boys. He's exclusive, $4.60. Three Kings, $5, and then we're out to Crystal Chief at $6. Do you get the Lindsay mail Smith on Pucker Punyal as well, Dino?
No, I only get the mail on mine, Michael, but I'm happy to think that that win at Warrnambool was pretty good by Pucker Punyal, and third up looks well placed again. I think the dangers are 7, he's exclusive. The fact that Will Clarkin's got it in over here might be a good lead. He'll ride the speed. 12, Crystal Chief seems to get through soft ground okay. I've put him in for third. Maybe number 6, Gusonic, next best. But you make a little case for every runner if you really wanted to here. It's not a race I'm that keen to get involved in, but Pucker Punyal's top tip. 10, 7, 12 and 6.
10, 7, 12 and 6 in the 7th. And the last of 8 is due to jump at 4.30. It's a benchmark 64 over 2,000 metres. Take out 14, 15, 16 and 17. And Hopkins is the $3.70 favourite from the Bussard and Young stable. Fabulot at $5. Waylura, $5.50. Exalted Crown at $5.50. And Vita Zen, we heard a little earlier from Jared Daffy, it's been well supported. Opened up $15, $9.50 into $8 in the last. How do we end the day at Ballarat, Dino?
Yeah, I like Fabulot, Michael. I made him the value of the day, and he sort of shortened up a little bit, and the horse that I've made the best bet in race 6 has actually drifted a bit. They nearly swapped them, but Fabulot, I think, is ready to win. He's had the two runs in. They're the first time two occasions he's seen heavy ground, and they've both been terrific runs for Matty Raymond, and now he gets the blinkers on. That, to me, that's a real sign of intent that today's the day. Third up, he's got the fitness under his belt, and he's ready to win. So I like him to beat 6, Hopkins. I think the Bussard and Young team have really worked this horse out. He was very much a hit-and-miss horse as a three-year-old, and maybe with maturity, but I think wet ground, anywhere between 1,700 and 2,000 is his sweet spot, and you look at his last 7 or 8 runs, they're really good, consistent runs. So he's the danger. 11, Exalted Crown. He's a beauty. He'll race up on the speed. He'll make his own luck. He's a typical Halo Crown. He'll handle a wet. He's just got to run a strong 2,000 metres. And Waylura's the interesting one for me, because the Mar Eustace stable had 5 runners in. They scratched 4 of them. They've left this horse in. So it's either one, it's a good conditioning run to get him ready to maybe go jumping or something, or they really think the heavy ground's in his favour. Whatever the reason, I'm putting him in the quaddie. 9, 6, 11 and 4.
9, 6, 11 and 4. So it's a pretty thin day, Dino. How do we try and make a dollar out of Ballarat?
Well, my two are both around the $5 or $6 mark that I want to play. So my best is Rebellious Belle first up. I think she's a talented mare. Race 6, number 8, and the best value is the last race 8, number 9, Fabulot. But as I said, their prices have fluctuated a bit. With regard to the quaddie, the first leg, numbers 6, 9, and 10. The second leg, 4, 5, 6, and 8. The third leg, 7, 10 and 12. And the last leg, 4, 6, 9 and 11. And play of the day, I'd play the Daily Double. First leg, Futuri 5 and 8, Rebellious Bell. And the second leg, 6, Hopkins and 9, Fabulot.
Good stuff, Dino. Good punting today.
Thank you, Michael.
Dean Lester with all of his selections for Sportsbet Ballarat today. Time now to have a chat to Racing.com's main man, Clinch Hutchison, who will be on the box today, finding us all the winners. How are you, Hutchie?
I'm very well, thanks, Michael. Yeah, unfortunately decimated with scratchings, obviously, with the heavy conditions. So some smaller fields. I think it's going to be pretty hard to edge out too much value today. I've seen my best has come up very short, but I think that there's one bet through the day. I thought R Link, who's around the $5 mark, race 6, number 6, could run a bit of a race. I had a little fresh in since that win in maiden grade. Now that win in maiden grade, Michael, was on at sale on a meeting that was abandoned. It was pretty testing. So, pardon me, I don't think the conditions are any issue today. Jumped out well recently and. Oh, look, I think he just might have, the penny might just have dropped with our link. So I'm pretty happy to take sort of the $5, but wouldn't be taking too short a quote of that too much today.
Yeah, it is one of those days, isn't it? And I know before the scratchings, you'd tip Dashy in the first, which is now $1.50. So
yeah.
Dino thinks it's well unders. Would you expect it to be maybe drifting?
If you hadn't got on already, I would be taking the deductions. You're going to be not that well served. So looks the winner of the race, I mean. Look, there's a few nice first starters in there. It'd be interesting to see what the market does. But, yeah, $1.50. Look, it struck similar conditions at the ball. It was a nice run. Should probably win, but short enough.
Well, we'll be watching on .com today and all the late market movers and all of the winners will be found by you, Hutchie, today. So enjoy the afternoon.
We will. Thank you, Michael.